We talked a little bit about quantum theory. And quantum theory are those calculations by which we understand, or science understands, that everything in the universe is held together by. You understand? Say quantum theory. Okay, so as science looks at it, I'm not going to go into what actually that is, although I did on Wednesday night, and it brought great revelation to the people. You also have quantum theory is the building block of the universe. All right, so in all scientific theory, it is the building block by which scientists understand how everything operates. And it's all reduced to mathematical equations, as most science is. So quantum theory is able to be traced all the way back to just before time equals zero. Now, as folks discuss miracles, what you hear most of the time, and it was very interesting on Wednesday night, we did some audience participation, and we allowed folks to just share what they understood a miracle to be. And it was amazing, because we did not receive the same answer twice, and every single answer was a very good answer, albeit all of them together incomplete. Because everything that folks shared had to do with the disruption or the denial of what is commonly referred to as natural law. Okay? Natural law based on what? Nature. So there is natural law. But what we discovered is that natural law was discovered by a man. So natural law, nature, earthly, fleshly, has nothing to do with creation. Did a light bulb just go off? God is the God behind creation. In the beginning, God said, so we go all the way back, take a peekaboo at the very beginning. God said something, did he not? What did he say? He said, somebody was here Wednesday. He said, let there be. Now, he added on what he wanted to be, which was light, which I may get into this Wednesday night, because light is the only thing in the entire known universe that is not affected by the elements around it. If we left this building and we left it sit here, in a few years' time, we'd come in and there would be pews that were broken down. Why? Because as we learned Wednesday night, everything is moving. You may not be able to see it with your natural eye, but if you can get down to the submicroscopic, you can find out that everything is moving. Your body right now is so changing that nothing in you right now, nothing, not a molecule of your flesh, not your bones, nothing about you is the same as it was 7 years ago. I'm talking science now, let alone that God said you were fearfully and wonderfully made. Now let's think about this for a minute. Let's think about this for a minute. We understand that in our heart, which is the source of, or the pump that moves the life around our body, because science and the Bible tell us that life is in the blood. So if you think you can live without blood, try it. You can't live without blood. Your Bible says life is in the blood. But we also understand that there is something that, put your hand on your heart. Just take a minute. Or maybe you can put your hand right there on your artery. Either one you want. Do you feel something moving? Is your heart going? Why? Tell me why that's happening. Explain to me why that's happening. Tell me when it started. Tell me when it will stop. Oh, I know. Well, you understand there are electrical impulses in there. Where'd they come from? Let me tell you why it's continuing to beat. Because when God said, let there be, it is a present progressive statement. It is not a singular statement. We think, let there be, and something appeared. But it was not something that appeared. It was something that came from the breath of God. Now, Job said, there is a spirit in a man. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives him understanding. So if you go back to creation, the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. And God did what? He breathed. Ruach. Breath, wind, all the same word translated. Spirit, wind, breath. What was the other one I said? Ruach. These are all statements of the breath of God. For your benefit, you should think of it rather as breath, as human breath. You should think of it as God. God's substance is breath. God's substance is wind. God's substance is ruach. You know, you cannot see it. No man can see God and live. You cannot see it, but you can experience with your five senses the result of it. So there is a mark on you right now as you're sitting there that proves to you that God created you. You are not some biological anomaly. You were spirit before you were body. And God knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. I knew you and I sanctified you to be, watch this, a prophet, one who speaks with breath words. You're not normal. You've been wanting to say it a long time. Look at your neighbor and tell him, you just not normal. You're not normal. Say, I'm not normal. I'm going to mess you up right now. You're not just human. If you're born again, you are not just human. You are a superhuman, beyond human. I don't mean to get into this. I really don't. I used to get into this all the time when I taught 5 times a week because I spent most of my time trying to catch up the ones that didn't show up. Hard to catch up folk that don't show up. All right? So your heart is beating. Medical science may call it the spark of life. They may tell you that it is completely the result of electrical impulse surging through your heart, commanding it to be. Well, where'd that come from? I will prove to you momentarily that there is a point where science runs out. Now, they don't like to talk about that part. They like to talk about what they know. And what they know is a lot that has been revealed to them by the Spirit of God. Radiation is light. Let there be. Men are just learning new ways to capture and use it. Who knew there was electricity in the wind? All you have to do is catch it. Some of you would have a whole lot more power if you'd learn to catch the wind. Spirit, ruah, breath. So in the beginning, the Lord God created. To create means something from nothing. It does not mean an adjustment. It does not mean an evolution. It means it was not, it is. Just like God took Enoch. He was, and he was not. You was not, and now you is. But now wait. You are because he is. Say, I am because he is. If he does not exhale, you do not inhale. So when he created, when he said, let there be, spirit was released by breath forming words. Do you have breath? If you do, shout. Do you have breath? Shout. Do you have breath? Shout. Does Ruach, the Holy Spirit, the wind of God, the breath of God live in you? Then you can create with his breath and his word the same as he created. Is anybody bored?
No.
Is anybody in a hurry?
No.
If you are, it will not hurt my feelings. You can slip out. God is trying to do something in this place. Could we just let him do it?
Yes.
Could we just let him do it?
Yes.
I don't know about you. I need it.
Yes.
I want it. I'm not where I want to be. I'm not seeing what I want to see. I'm not possessing what I want to possess. There's got to be more. Okay, so watch. I'll hurry. Okay, it's 12 o'clock. That's why everybody's getting nervous. I've been looking for the clock. I just found it. So I acknowledge it's 12 o'clock. I have now acknowledged it, and God bless you. Oh, I didn't fully intend to. How come nobody gets mad at how long the football game goes? You never complain. You never complain about how long the movie is. The only two things you complain about being long, work and church. And this ain't work to me. This is, I get to commune with my Creator. I get to be with the saints of God. I get to hear something besides 3 points and a poem. Now, since I have been summarily distracted, so you go back to the beginning, the Lord God, right? Who is that? Who is that? Who is the Lord God? What does that even mean? The Lord God, He's the one that created. Who is He? Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh. Four, what we would call consonants, but they are not consonants. Because they have movement. And the great Josephus said they are not consonants. Great Jewish historian Josephus, he said they are not consonants, but they are pronounced with the hey of God. Everybody say your English vowels quickly. Very good. A-E-I-O-U sometimes. Y. A-E-I-O-U-Y. Say it. A-E-I-O-U-Y. Say it again. A-E-I-O-U-Y. Again. Did your tongue touch your teeth? Did your lips touch each other? Did your tongue touch the roof of your mouth? Why? They are guttural sounds. They come from the deepest part of your being. They come from where your wind is. I could prove to you there are four winds of God. Every single one of them are a part of His name, Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh. Every one of them. So what am I telling you? He is that spirit. He is that wind. He is that creative wind. So I decided to see how far back the mathematical equations, quantum physics, could go and still hold together. So if you trace the calculations of the greatest scientific minds in the world, here's what they will tell you. Everything fits together all the way back to just before what they refer to as the Big Bang, or time equals zero. The beginning of time. Now you do understand something had to happen between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Verse 1. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. That's not how God creates anything. So something happened between the two. Some folks say, to help line up with scientific evidence, that it was the Big Bang. You ever hear the Big Bang theory? That there was just chaos, and all of a sudden, exactly the right gases formed at exactly the right speed, and exactly this and exactly that, and it would be like you dropping the Empire State Building from 700 miles in the air, letting it crash on the earth, and when it bounced up, it would be all together. Okay? and they think we have to have faith. But trace it back, you get it back, right? So how far back will it go? Because the question is asked, we see what happens from the Big Bang forward. Everything makes sense. But what was there before the Big Bang? Where did it come from? So was there time before that? And they'll say, there may have been time, or there may not have been time. We don't know. Watch. So if you trace it back and you say, all right, when do your calculations begin to work? They begin to work at a time scale of 10 to the minus 33 seconds, or 10 times a million billionth billionth of a billionth. So that quickly after the Big Bang, they're able to calculate time, and through these scientific formulas show how everything's working. Yes! Because my Bible says, before there was a mathematical calculation, before there was a man to talk about the laws of nature, there was I am that I am. Stop. One more point. And therefore, what he created when he said, let there be, is still got his hand on it. That means if he created you, he's got his hand on you. That's why your Bible says a man's days are numbered by the Lord. I don't care if you've got the greatest scientists and doctors working on that body of yours. If it's your time, there's nothing they can do for you. A man's days are ordered of the Lord. That means he's still got his creative hand on you. Woo. So it has nothing to do with natural law. Natural law was created by a man. Creative law came from God. And he reserves the right to do with it anything he wants. Because if he made it, he can do anything he wants with it. Ownership, possession is proof of ownership. This world and all that in it is belongs to him.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it, I want to invite you to tell someone in your life about the podcast. Hope you'll do it today. Head on over to iTunes and leave a review. Share it on your social networks for me. Really helps me get the word out. I'd love for you to connect with me on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. No easier way for me to minister to you every day and throughout the day, and for us to join together in faith as God moves in and through your life. You can find links to all my pages at rodparsley.com. God bless you now, and I hope you'll listen again soon.